Radio Times, I'm Artie Moss-Cohen. The Inside Out Prison Exchange Program brings together college students and men and women who have been incarcerated to take classes within the prison walls. Like other institutions of higher learning, it's a seminar format, and the students are all peers learning and working together. The program began here in Philadelphia almost 20 years ago and has been a model for programs around the country, even around the world. Well, we wanted to know more and to find out about the lasting effects, so it's our topic for today's Radio Times. We have three guests who have joined us here in our Philadelphia studio, including Laurie Pompa. She's the founder and director of the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program, which is headquartered at Temple University, where she's a member of the Department of Criminal Justice. Laurie Pompa, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times. Yep. Nice to have you with us. Also with us is Tyrone Wirtz, a former incarcerated student with the Inside Out program. He's been closely involved in the program since its inception. He's a Soros Justice Fellow, a consultant with the Philadelphia Public Defenders Association and the Inside Out program. And Tyrone Wirtz, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you with us as well. And also with us is Jonathan McKean McIntyre, a former incarcerated student, now program associate with the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program. And Jonathan, nice to have you with us on Radio Times as well.
Thanks for having us on.
And he got a haircut so he could be on the radio with us. We learn. Laurie, you were on this show, as I told you before we went on the air, about 18 years ago when this program first got underway. And here we are back together again almost 20 years later. Are you surprised at the success of this program and that it's still ongoing?
Oh, no, I'm not surprised because of what happens in the program. It's really a very powerful experience. But I can say this, that certainly 18 years ago when I was on the show, I never could have anticipated this going where it's gone. It's really amazing. I mean, I didn't have plans for any of this to happen. And it's really after we started the program in the Philadelphia jails, and then we expanded it to Greaterford Prison 5 years later in 2002, it was then that we decided that we needed to do more with this than just keep it at Temple University. And so we decided to replicate it nationally. And we have. It's throughout the country and throughout Canada, and now we're moving into other countries as well.
Well, it's interesting. I think when some people think about education in prisons, they think tutoring. This is sort of the opposite of tutoring, it seems to me.
It is. The reason why Inside Out works is because everybody in that room has an equal voice and an equal stake in the learning process. We are not going in to help folks. We're not going in to study people at all. The outside students, by the way, don't know what the inside students are in for. That's very important because it really gets in the way, and it's not the point. We're also not there to develop relationships that are going to exceed the limits of that classroom. So once it's over, it's over. And that's really important in terms of safety on a lot of levels for the program. And it is one of the reasons why this has lasted 17 years and we haven't had any serious incidents.
Well, let me turn to you, Tyrone Wirtz. You got involved in this program when?
2002. I had known Laurie. I was in Greaterford. I was serving life without parole, and I had known Laurie a number of years. Her and I had been involved in various programs, especially when she worked with the Pennsylvania Prison Society. And in 2002, because Laurie always brought students in on tours of the prison, and they met with guys inside to just talk about the experiences. And she told me about this Inside Out program that she's doing out in the county. And when she explained the process of the program, I got really excited about it. And that was based on my own unique experience of not seeing the value of education, didn't think that education had any value for my particular life. But, you know, the thing that I knew, because of my experience, that there were a lot of guys like me who didn't see the value of education, who didn't think they were smart, who didn't think they can do academic work. And so because this is not like most college programs where you have to meet a particular standard, like you got to have a high school diploma, GED, or even have some kind of experience where you know could do college-level work, it would give people an opportunity to find some things out about themselves, about the value of education, that they could compete with college students. That's why I got excited about it.
And how about for you, Jonathan? You also were part of the program at Greaterford.
Correct. I was transferred from Albion State Correctional Institution in 2008 on a promotional transfer from there to Greaterford. And while I was at Albion, I had participated in some of the community college courses they had available there. When I got to Greaterford, and Greaterford is unique in this aspect that they have more higher education opportunities available than other prisons in Pennsylvania. So when I got there, a friend of mine was like, hey, you know, Temple brings this really great program in. You might be interested in taking it. So I signed up, I interviewed with Lori, and then it changed my life, really.
Had you completed high school? Had you gotten a high school, like a high school diploma?
No, the farthest I went in high school was 11th grade. Once I got to Albion, prison makes you reflect, of course, and you're faced with the decision, how do you want to spend this significant period of time that you're going to be in prison? So I decided I wanted to pursue an education, got my GED, did all different types of vocational technical school, never really interested me, and I was always into reading, studying, philosophy, criminal justice, the reality of things as they are. So I went and pursued higher education, and that's how I eventually wound up at the Inside Out program.
Tyrone, I was actually reading about you that you had a teacher, I guess you were still in elementary school, who said something to you that really stayed with you, telling you that you weren't smart.
Right, and that's why Inside Out appealed to me so much, because, you know, when I was coming up in elementary school, matter of fact, I went to school at Robert Morris Elementary School, and you know, I had this teacher that was not really inspiring as a teacher, and she humiliated the students throughout the semester that I was in her class. And I know we had this assignment where we had to write this paragraph to talk about, because they had these career days where professionals comes in, and so they had us write a paragraph and talk about what we wanted to be when we grew up. And you know, and I had this experience on my block where this older guy was he was really into astronomy. He had this, you know, this telescope on his back porch, and I used to go out to hang out with him. He used to teach me all about the universe. I was really fascinated by, you know, things that he taught me, and he let me look through the camera, through the telescope, and those kind of things. So, you know, when I went back to school that Monday, and, you know, all the kids was get called up, and people were saying the usual stuff. I want to be a nurse, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a policeman, be a fireman, those kind of things. And when I was just sitting there so proud, waiting for my turn, I went up, and I said I want to be an astronomer based on my experience with this guy in my neighborhood. And, you know, and she looked at me and said, where you get those ideas? You're not smart enough to be an astronomer. Oh, where you get that from? You know, and, you know, you know how kids are. They could be cruel while everybody else got claps. You know, they laughed at me based on what she said. And so I went back to my seat with my tail between my legs, humiliated. And, you know, throughout that rest of that semester, she kind of sent me signals that, you know, I wasn't smart enough that I should get into vocational, you know, things like that. So, you know, as I began to progress through school, I didn't really see the value of education. And when I got the grade for it, I found out that not only were my test scores low when I did this the battery of tests, but, you know, there was a guy named Mr. Bell, and I give him a lot of credit, because most time when guys go through the prison experience, you're just a statistic. You know, you do your test, you just, you know, but he saw something in me, and he said that although your test scores are low, your IQ is above average, so he said you can do this academic work. So he put me in his class. I went on, got my GED, went on to college, graduated from Illinois University.
Let me go back to you, Lori. What do you teach?
Well, I teach a criminal justice course. And so we focus on things like why people commit crime, what prisons are for, victims and victimizations, things like that. But what's interesting is that the classes throughout the country are, the disciplines span the social sciences and the arts and humanities, which is not anything that we ever anticipated. Because when we first started replicating the program, we were kind of looking at people in crime and justice. And then people got trained. We have this very intensive training for college professors. That's a 7-day, 60-hour training.
Wow.
And so far, by the way, we have nearly 500 people who have gone through the training. And so, you know, over time, what's happened is that people will, you know, instructors will teach the class, talk to their colleagues who are in other disciplines, other departments, and say, you know, you would really like doing this. And then they come to the training, et cetera. And that's kind of how it's expanded.
Well, and I wonder, as someone who teaches at a university, you know, how different is it when a class is taking place within inside a prison? And we're talking about prisoners and college students together.
Mm-hmm.
What's that first day like?
Well, Yeah, the first day, is you can imagine that everybody's really anxious. Mm-hmm. And so what we did was set up in a very deliberate way some things to do on that first day that basically are community-building activities, because we need to do that in order for the anxiety to diminish so that we can do the work together throughout the semester. And it works beautifully. How it's different, I mean, certainly, obviously, the site is different.
Sure.
And it's really interesting for the outside students to be going into a prison for their class. They need to go through all of these things in order to get in, all of what you need to do at the front gate, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, they can't do what they're used to doing. They can't dress the way they're used to dressing, et cetera. So even that level is a whole level of learning. But the way that we have the course structured is we're always in a circle, alternately seated, inside, outside, students around the circle, and it is dialogue focused, so that I, as an instructor, any of our instructors, are not going to be doing the usual didactic thing that happens in a classroom.
Mm. That is much more interchange, much more like a seminar.
Totally.
Were you nervous, Jonathan, the first day?
Yeah, at first. I mean, you don't want the outside students that are coming in looking at you and like, okay, you know, what is this guy in for? Am I going to be able to sit down and learn from him? You know, in America, we have a morbid fascination with prison and who's there and that type of stuff. So I wanted to get past that because I thought what we were doing was really important, and I thought that the outside students, even though they weren't in prison themselves and the social justice issues that we were going to be talking about, they could bring something to that, and I didn't want them to be standoffish or passive because I can't see the world through their eyes, and I think that's one of the unique things about the Inside Out program. It gives you the chance to kind of experience prison through somebody else's perspective, you know.
And we're almost up on a break here, about a minute or so, but it's interesting, and I'll go back to you, Lori, which is that it's really people on the first name basis, and there are a number of reasons for that.
Right, exactly. And I mean, one of the reasons is that we don't want people to be able to find each other, and part of that, frankly, is one piece of it. We don't want the outside students to be looking up the inside students on the internet to find out what they're in for, all that. That really is not people's business. And, you know, we really try to honor that and respect people and their privacy in that regard.
Well, let's take that short break, and we are talking about an innovative program began here in the Philadelphia area. It's called the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program. Lori Pompa, the founder and director of the program, it's headquartered at Temple University, and she's a member of the Department of Criminal Justice. Our other two guests, Tyrone Wirtz and Jonathan McKean McIntyre, are both I guess I can call them inside students of the program. They are now outside and working with the program as well. And we're taking calls at 1-888-477-9499. That's 1-888-477-WHYY. We have another student waiting in the wings. We'll be right back.
Studio Incaminati, School for Contemporary Realist Art in Center City, Philadelphia, supports WHYY and presents Open House March 15th and 16th. The fully accredited professional program curriculum comes to life during live model painting demonstrations by award-winning instructors, private tours of on-site studios, time to talk with students, instructors, and alumni who are working in the arts, and information about the new Integrated Art Studio major available with Chestnut Hill College. StudioIncaminati.org.
The Americans may be the only TV show about spies that's been created by a former spy.
Can I actually lie to people about what I do? I never had any doubts about it again. It just became part of me, and I lied all the time. Every day I was lying constantly.
Joe Weisberg gives up all sorts of information about his hit show, The Americans, next time in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC.
Tonight at 10 on WHYY. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Next time on Here and Now, Dave Barry has a new book about grammar, relationships, and taking his daughter to a Justin Bieber concert.
Just the girl sitting right, I don't know who she was, a girl sitting, maybe, you know, 15, 16-year-old girl sitting to my right. Just her alone was making more noise than all of Hurricane Andrew.
That's next time on Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston.
This afternoon at 1 on WHYY.
This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moss-Cohen. Again, talking about this groundbreaking program that began almost 20 years ago in Philadelphia involving prisoners and college students learning college-level material together. It's called the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program. And again, our guests are Laurie Pompa, Tyrone Wirtz, Jonathan McKee, McIntyre, and we're taking calls at 1-888-477-9499. You can send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, or you can send us a tweet at Marty Moss Cohen. I asked Jonathan whether he was nervous or anxious that first day. How about for you, Tyrone? Were you anxious the first day of class? Like a lot of college students are?
Well, not particularly, because actually, the funny story about this whole thing was when Laurie brought the program, I was president of the Life Organization at the time, and she told me about the program. I was really interested in bringing it to Greater Philly, because just based on my experience, I knew there were thousands of guys, not only in Pennsylvania, but across this country, who were in a similar situation as myself, who didn't see the value of education. So I really wanted that program there, and so we went through the process to get it approved, and we got the program approved. And you know, when guys signed up, I handed Lori the list. You know, of course, I didn't have my name on the list. She said, "Tyrone, right? Tyrone, your name is not on the list." I said, "Well, Lori, I'm a college graduate." I said, "This is for beginners and stuff like that." She said, "No, no, no. This is a different kind of experience. You got to take this course." And I said, "I don't really want to take this course, Lori, because when I looked at the curriculum, it was pretty rigorous. It was like 6 books you had to read. You had to write 8 or 9 papers. I really hated writing. I didn't want it done. I had already graduated." And she said, "Oh, no, Tyrone, you got to take this course. This is a different kind of course." So I acquiesced, and I took the course. And because I was president of Life Organization, I was involved in a lot of different activities and those kind of things. I wasn't really nervous as much as I really wanted to see the process. And I mean, it just blew me away. I mean, all the things that I've done, graduated from college, got my GED, all the programs I participated in, this particular program had a transformational experience on my life. Because it just cracked me open, and it revealed some things about myself that I wasn't really aware of, like some prejudices and biases that I had. I mean, even the very fact that I didn't want to take this course because I thought I was kind of above the class, I mean, that revealed something to me.
Was it also the fact that you had these outside students who were taking it with you, that sort of got you to think about things differently?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, like, it's one thing to be in an incarcerated situation and having dialogue and conversations with guys inside, but the outside students brought a whole nother perspective, and that kind of revealed some things to me. But just to see the process, what happened to a lot of the men that were involved, who had never been involved in anything on that level, I mean, it really was transformational in their lives.
Yeah, go ahead, Laurie.
Well, you know, it's one of the things about education that I think we often miss, unfortunately, that, you know, one of the things I think, one of the ways that I think about it is that we don't live from the eyebrows up. So I don't know why we think we learn best from the eyebrows up. We are total people. And what Tyrone was just talking about is, you know, there's the learning, the conceptual learning, and then there's the learning about life, about oneself, about other people, all of that. And all of these levels were happening in people, which, frankly, I did not plan for. I had no idea, but I saw it unfold in front of me. It was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Your experience as well, Jonathan?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to talk about the topics we talk about and to kind of approach criminal justice from a place where, you know, is the outcome and on a lot of levels of the criminal justice system, it gives a depth to the experience that I don't think you can replicate outside of prison when you're coming to learn about, you know, recidivism, incarceration, what all of these things mean in that place where you're surrounded by it. I mean, it's an amazing experience.
What, though, did you or do you want to do with that education you got in prison, well, in this program?
Okay, so I don't fit the stereotypical mold of what your person that goes to prison looks like. Okay, so there's an idea that most people, and statistically proven, that most people in prison come from poorer environments. I come from middle class, working collar America, blue collar America. I made bad decisions when I was young. Mm-hmm. I ultimately, and I don't say that dismissively, I don't want anybody to think that I take the crimes that I did very seriously and I have regret to this day about them. However, so coming out of not your stereotypical background, I have a unique, I would say, a unique perspective in the way I can talk to people that come from middle-class America who are not familiar with the ins and outs of what the criminal justice system is. So they think it's just there and, you know, okay, so people do bad things and they go away to prison. But it's much deeper than that. So I think I can maybe and hopefully at some point in the future be a bridge for people that don't really understand what's going on inside of prisons, why people are going there, what the criminal justice system looks like, and then go ahead and, you know, maybe get some momentum behind, you know, reform in the United States as far as incarceration is concerned.
Tyrone, when you were taking this class or part of this program, you were a lifer. I mean,
yes.
Now, what did you think you were going to do with this education that you were so reluctant to take on?
Well, you know, actually, you know, always compare my situation to, you know, Plato's allegory of the cave, right? You know, so when Jonathan talks about, you know, why people commit crimes and stuff like that, I kind of understood that, and because we live in this false reality in some respects. And so, you know, when I got my education, I had this my transformational experience that kind of changed my life. It was like I got free from the chains and got outside of the cave. I wanted to go back and bring other people out. And this is why the Inside Out program appealed to me. So, I mean, whether I never, on some level, after about 30 years inside, I never thought I was going to have this extraordinary opportunity to be here, to be sitting out in this studio talking to you, Marty. You know, I never. So my legacy was trying to transform, you know, the Greatford community, and you know, wake and just bring guys to the awareness that there was another view of life that they really wasn't seeing. So that's what I was going to use my education experience for.
I mean, Laura, there are all these, I think, true cliches about education, about, you know, freeing oneself and mm-hmm. the ability to look at oneself and to look at the world in complicated and new and different ways. Is that what we're talking about here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when you think of the root of the word education, it means to draw forth. That's really what the root is, and I love that because what it says to me is it draws forth what is within people's capacities, mm-hmm. capacities to think in more complex and critical ways, capacities to be creative, to be leaders, etc. And I think that that's what the educational process has got to be. On all levels.
I mean, inside or outside of a prison, right?
Oh, at every level, grade school, high school, college, etc. I mean, we've lost sight of it because it's all about the tests, and that's really unfortunate.
Well, we don't have heterogeneous schools or even classrooms. I mean, and largely people are kind of similar there. And here we are talking about a program that has incarcerated people and college students learning together.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think, like as Laurie said, when we first did this class in Greatford in 2002, I mean, it was just a class. It was just an experience. I mean, and I don't think we thought anything above that. I mean, but when that class ended, that first class, all the students were so impacted by it, they didn't want to quit. And this is what happened, why it's now an international program, because it was a different kind of learning experience for them as opposed to their normal college course. I mean, they, like Laurie said, they didn't learn just knowledge or have information imparted to them. They grew as human beings, as people, mm-hmm. and they realized their connection to, you know, their fellow students, people inside their community and the rest of the world. I mean, it's just fascinating that every semester there are thousands of students going to prisons all across the world because of this experience.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, John.
No, and if you look at our mission statement, we speak about transformative education, and that's not a cliche and it's not a gimmick. It is really a transformative experience.
Well, we are talking about the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program, and the voice you just heard is Jonathan McKean McIntyre. Also with us, Tyrone Wirtz. They are both graduates of the program, served time at Greatford Prison here in the Philadelphia area. Lori Pompa, founder and director of the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program, which is headquartered at Temple University. And I should add that WHYY's Liz Fiedler has covered this program for Newsworks, and if you go to newsworks.org, you can listen to her stories. Joining Joining us now is Cynthia Zaidema, former student with the Inside Out program, now working as a contractor with the Department of Justice, serving as the reentry coordinator for the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. And Cindy Zaidema, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Thank you so much, Marnie. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And I obviously everyone knows each other
yes,
here. There's
yeah.
a there's
yeah.
a there's a some smiling and some
Definitely.
Chuckling here, Cindy. So why did you want to be part of this program?
So I was a freshman at Temple University when I first learned about the program. And I got a notification on a listserv about the program, and I thought it seemed interesting. You know, I was a psych major. It was a different experience. Going into prison was, you know, as Jonathan said, it was prisons are such a, it's this morbid fascination that everybody has in America. So I was really just interested in going into prison and seeing something that I had never seen before. I had very little exposure to the criminal justice system coming into college. I only knew a couple people who went to jail. Everything that I knew about prison was what I had seen on TV or in the movies. But it really became much more than that to me after I took the class. You know, the program, I saw how deep the program was and how meaningful the class was. And it really was for me a transformative experience, as everyone has said on this segment today.
Well, and even picking up on that, I was talking to the two other students, graduates of the program, about their experience. And I'm curious for you, Cindy, comparing this class to maybe perhaps other classes that you took on campus at Temple University, just how different was it inside the classroom?
Sure. So we touched on it a little bit. It's not only the setting of the classroom and the participants in the classroom, but it's also the classroom dynamic and how it's taught. You know, traditionally, as a college student, you're used to sitting in a lecture hall with a professor talking at you. And with Inside Out, you're talking with your fellow students. You're talking with the professor. And you really get to learn about people's different perspectives and different experiences. And so you're learning inside with people who are incarcerated and your other traditional college students, and you see the effects that the system has on individuals, and then you have these larger discussions. You're able to apply your own experiences to macro-level issues and also learn about other people's experiences and use that to inform your own knowledge.
Well, I'm getting some nodding heads here as you're talking, Cindy. Jonathan, anything you want to add to what she said, even from your perspective?
No, so, I mean, absolutely. So if you think about what Cindy was talking about as far as the dynamic of it's not just the place and it's not just the people, but it's how you learn. The Inside Out model of education allows people the latitude and the confidence to express themselves, even though they might not agree with what is being said. So in the traditional classroom, the teacher teaches or the professor teaches and everyone else listens, the students listen. So with Inside Out, you get to express, maybe you don't agree with what the professor is saying, maybe you don't agree with what the text says, and you are given you feel confident enough because of the dynamic to go ahead and express that. And then you'll have other people that you find out agree with you. They don't agree with it either. So, and then the conversation starts from there.
Go ahead, Lori.
And you know, so much of this to me speaks of getting in touch with one's voice. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it's another way of thinking about Inside Out. You know, you're bringing that voice, that unique thing that each of us has to bring to the world, out into the world. And so many of us are not in touch with our voice. And obviously, I don't mean, you know, the literal voice,
sure,
but figurative voice. And that's precisely what Jonathan was talking about. And I see people who, at the beginning of the semester, are very, very quiet, and then they just kind of open up as the semester unfolds.
And for you, Cindy, were you one of those students that was quiet, then opened up? How did you interact with everybody?
I think so. I mean, you all talked a little bit about anxiety and expectations. And, you know, I was 18 going into a prison. I mean, I was a freshman in college, so the anxiety was really, really high. You know, it wasn't just meeting with people incarcerated. It was also the fact that my other classmates were much older than me. So, yeah, I was, and I don't consider myself a shy person, but right. I was really shy. And I did open up, and I was able to honestly and openly discuss my experiences and my opinions and deeply analyze things in small groups and in large group discussion. And, you know, it also helped me open up as a person through the experiences that I had after the class with volunteering with the program, starting our alumni association in Philadelphia and working with the program. I think that really just helped me open up overall.
And for you, Tyrone, when Lori talks about finding your voice, what does that mean to you?
Well,
it's a big question.
Yeah, it is a big question, and but it does. I mean, like, I think voice is not is much more than just, you know, saying what's on your mind, or as Lori said, figuratively. But, you know, it's taking in information from other people, like the shared learning, imparting different. I mean, you find a different perspective of your voice. You know, when I mean, like I say, I think my experience was just kind of unique because I was a leader inside of the just so I my voice had a bigger microphone than
right.
most people. So,
right.
I mean, to sit in the classroom with students much younger than I was at the time was very, I mean, enlightening for me. You know, I found a different way of speaking, you know, what was inside.
Cindy, it's interesting you said at 18 you thought of yourself as a psychology major, but it sounds like you changed your major. Was it a result of this class, this program?
Well, yeah, I was a psychology major, and then I picked up a minor in criminal justice, and it was a result of this class. Inside Out was the first criminal justice class I had ever taken, and really, after this experience, I couldn't let go. I said, these are the issues that I want to work on. This is what I want to invest my work in. These are the issues that I really care about. I can't just let this go. So I picked up a criminal justice minor, and I began studying, you know, criminal justice, and that's kind of where the path led me.
Lori, do you want to add to that?
What we see when we talk about this experience being transformative, what we see happen in people is that this passion grows in them in terms of looking at social justice issues and wanting to be a part of what makes change in the world. Again, that's nothing that, you know, we ever anticipated. But I mean real passion. I mean, people get to the end of this class and often say, this class isn't long enough. We need to do more.
I want to hear that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So there are all of these efforts that have kind of come forth from classes around the country. There are these groups called think tanks that we have. We have one at Greaterford. That was the first one. And then there are several other ones now across the country. These are groups of inside and outside people together after the class is over, completely voluntarily, who are these groups are doing just amazing work in the world.
Well, we have to take a very short break, and we have to say goodbye to you, Cindy Zaidema. Thank you for joining us today on Radio Times. I butchered your name. I apologize for that.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Cindy.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye, Cindy. We'll be right back talking more about the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Support for WHYY comes from Widener University. Widener University offers over 60 graduate degree programs, including physical therapy, which combines classwork with hands-on learning in one of the nation's first student-led pro bono physical therapy clinics. Widener University is hosting a graduate open house on March 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. That's March 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. Registration is available now at widener.edu/leadership. That's widener.edu/leadership. Widener Leadership works.
In his new book of poems, Kevin Young writes about the death of his father and the birth of his son. On the next Fresh Air, Young reads from and talks about his collection, Book of Hours. Join us for the next Fresh Air.
This afternoon at 3 and again tonight at 7 on WHYY.
Very old voices emerge in a very new conflict.
An identity that was sort of comfortably hybrid at certain points is not allowed to be comfortably hybrid at other points.
Russia rewriting Europe's supposedly settled history in the conflict over Crimea and Ukraine. Both sides armed and on the brink. We're watching next time on The Takeaway from PRI Public Radio International.
Today at noon on WHYY.
This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moss Cohen. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program. Brings together college students and men and women who have been incarcerated to take classes together within the prison walls. It began here in Philadelphia almost 20 years ago. It's a model that's been used for other prisons across the country, even around the world. And again, our guests are Lori Pompa, founder and director of the Inside Out Prison Exchange Program, Tyrone Wirtz, a graduate of the program. He spent 36 years in Greater Ford Prison. In fact, was a lifer there. He's now a Soros Justice Fellow, a consultant with the Philadelphia Public Defenders Association and the Inside Out program. Also with us, Jonathan McKean McIntyre, and he spent 12 years partly at Greater Ford Prison, 12 years in prison, a graduate of the program, now program associate with the Inside Out Prison Exchange program. And we're taking calls at 1-888-477-9499. That's 1-888-477-WHYY. Questions or comments, do give us a call. You can send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, or send us a tweet at Marty Moss Cohen. You know, I'm looking at these two graduates here, Laurie, and I'm sure there are other graduates like them, but I'm also assuming this is probably a very small part of the Greater Ford prison population, yes?
Oh, sure. I mean, Greater Ford has something like 4,000 men there. But over the years, several hundred men have taken the class.
I mean, do you think there's a certain kind of prisoner, perhaps represented by our two other guests here, that speaks to the kind of person within prison who would want a program like this?
I would say yes and no. And actually, I would like to hand that question over to Tyrone.
Sure, go ahead, Tyrone.
the thing is, like, I remember when I first went into Greater Ford, I used to see these guys who were, I called them the elites. I mean, I didn't call them elites then, but I saw them as elites. Guys was going to school, going to college. There was like four colleges coming in at the time, and he just walked down the hall, and I wanted to be like them, you know.
And you were young.
I was young. Yeah, I was young at the time, and these guys were really the elites. They were smart. They were knowledgeable. They was educated, and I wanted to be like them. And so, with the Inside Out program, it was the same thing happening. I was one of the elites, and they were other elites, and then I always looked at the bottom. I've called them the throwaway people, where people always acknowledge the guys who do well in prison, but there are so many other guys that who had the potential who just didn't have the opportunity. And this is why Inside Out, and you talk to any student, outside student that's taking this course, what they find out is that these guys are very smart, very intelligent, they can do this work, and this is why the Inside Out program is so dynamic, because without this experience, there will be hundreds of people who didn't know that they even came capable of doing educational work or doing academic work or competing with college students. And so this is why it's just so profound, because you move so many other people up into the level of being able to achieve.
But you said something interesting, that you wanted to do well in prison. That I mean, it sounds like you wanted to take, and you're potentially in there for life.
Right.
That you wanted to make something of your time in prison.
Right. Well, the thing is, I had an epiphany, you know. You know, I went to school, I went to get my GED, and, you know, just the relationships I had built there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as the more I got involved in different aspects, it was what was for me, when I see the elites, the guys up top who was mm-hmm. going to school, or people coming from the outside, when they would talk about various things, I didn't know what that was. I realized I had to go back and learn. I had to read philosophy. I had to read a lot of the classics. You know, when people make quotes, I'm saying, like, what are they talking about? So in order for me to move into that area, I really wanted to learn as much as I could. You know,
do you want to answer that, Jonathan?
Yes, please. So a couple things with what Tyrone said. So different types of people in prison, just like different types of people that live in the world, right? So you got guys who are capable and they're, you know, trying to fulfill their potential. Other guys not so much, and they kind of need that nudge from the people that are around them. But one of the key things here, I think, with the Inside Out program is it gives those guys the opportunity, because there is no set criteria as far as GED or college or any of that's concerned. And the other thing, too, I think, in relation to what Lori was saying earlier about the momentum that keeps going and how people don't want this experience to end, is that that key word, people. You sit in this classroom with this group of people, and the labels and the stereotypes and all of this stuff starts to diminish, and people see what they can accomplish together when we're not judging each other based on these, you know, superficial ideas that we have about certain people in certain places. So that speaks to, you know, people seeing each other as just that, people, and they don't want that experience to end.
Go ahead, Lori.
Yes to all of that, and here's one of the ways that I think of it, that all of us are the same in a lot of ways, that, you know, we are, we all have the same kinds of needs, you know, to be respected, to be loved, to achieve, to do something with our lives. Whether or not we show that, that we want to do that, is a whole other thing, because there's a lot of times people keep that kind of under wraps. Yeah. But what I see is people coming in here, whether they're from the outside or inside, and really wanting to do something with themselves in this setting. And part of it is that the setting lends itself in that way. It we create an atmosphere that that really, where people call forth the best in each other.
Yeah.
And I just think, I mean, it's a wonderful microcosm for what we need more of in the world at large.
Mm. But what's interesting, I mean, you teach a criminal justice course, or it sounds like a criminal justice course within the prison, and it sounds like people might be teaching art history, or they might be teaching French or whatever.
Right.
But is it the same dynamic that happens where people, you know, it doesn't matter what you're talking about, but it's the same sort of interaction that happens?
There are at least two things that are common with all Inside Out courses. One is the methodology, which is the circle, the dialogue, all of that. And the second is that some way or another, whether implicitly or explicitly, social justice issues are being considered. And so that piece is very, very important.
So whether it's literature or whatever,
exactly,
it's all there. You wanted to say something, Tyrone.
I can't remember exactly what I was going to say, but I do know we have this quote on our website where we talk about where the wall is not there just to keep us in, but to keep the community out. Mm-hmm. And of course, people don't really know who's behind the wall. And so it's been fascinating to see people come in and, you know, have this human experience where, oh, you just like me. You have the same interest, the same, you know. And the other part of it, what I was going to say was, you know, when Lori said people keep things closed in, that is exacerbated in a prison environment.
I was thinking that,
And so it's fascinating to see at the end of the class, these men begin to cry, to break down emotionally, you know what I mean? Because they don't want this experience to end. And just on that level, I mean, this is how Inside Out really has spread across the world, because of that first class inside of Greater Fruit where nobody wanted to end.
Yeah.
And we created this think tank where the students continue to come in, you know, and it's been going on for 10 years. Go ahead.
Right. And what Tyrone's talking about is wonderful and tragic at the same time.
Yes.
Tragic that, you know, that people have that kind of response to something like this when this is what we should be able to be with. I can't.
That we can be vulnerable and open and honest with each other.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. No. So, Cindy spoke about, you know, coming in and being shy, and I spoke a little bit earlier about, you know, when I came in, I was nervous because I didn't want to be viewed in a certain way. So at the end of the experience, and I know, I hate to sound hokey, because people, no, seriously, people might be listening to this and they're like, oh, these guys, you know, they're utopian, whatever. No, that's not it. I mean, I was in prison, serious place, and this experience, I don't care how hard you are, I don't care, you know, what your politics are, if you come and you experience this, it will change your life. And people, it's like Tyrone was saying and Cindy was saying, like, you see people that are quiet and they don't say anything, and by the end of it, there's just this sense of community that you can't explain, really. It's amazing.
Did you, though, want to continue relationships with some of these outside students? I mean, you know, when you bond over something like this, it's so intense.
For the sake of trying to change things, you know, not on a personal level, not like, oh, yeah, you know, I want to, it wasn't like that. It was coming together as a community, seeing what other people's input can do to the momentum of trying to reform, trying to change things from that aspect alone. And it's interesting because the inside student that gave, so we have like a closing ceremony at the end, the inside student that gave our closing ceremony speech, Frank, he's in charge of the Alumni Association with the program now. And I came back, you know, and Lori gave me the opportunity to be a part and help out. I gave the closing speech for our class. And it's just amazing to see, like, after all these years, how we can relate on this level and the ball is still rolling. And hopefully, you know, we can accomplish what we're trying to.
And what did you say as the graduation speaker, I guess?
I told the outside students, and relevant to the inside students to a certain degree, don't become your careers. You know, just because you have a title doesn't mean you have to fit any certain mold. You know, define your careers. You know, be those leaders, be those flag carriers, and tread your own path. You know, make your own way in the world.
Let me get looks like Katie from Center City, Philadelphia, to join our conversation. And Katie, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm a former student of Lori's. I was in the second semester.
Okay.
Hey, Lori. I was so excited to hear this was on. But I just wanted to say, and I participated in a county jail class and then at the think tank at Great Effort. So I know Tyrone, and it's so great to hear how well Tyrone's doing. But I just wanted to say, everything that's been said is so true. It's a really transformative experience. I think it was probably, the most powerful class that I ever participated in. I mean, going to class and having doors slammed behind you everywhere, having no breaks, and hearing from the people who are impacted the most rather than reading about it is just very different. So, you know, I originally wanted to be a criminal prosecutor, and instead I have worked in more advocacy and rehabilitation research. So I took a very different path, and, you know, no doubt Inside Out was a big part of that.
Well, awesome. Katie, you got a thumbs up.
Or that kind
a
thumbs of like up sums it up.
From Lori.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, Tyrone.
Thanks. I appreciate the call to Radio Times. Anything you want to say in response?
I do. I don't want people to hear that in the wrong way, the thumbs up. Meaning, you know, we have a system, and the system includes all sorts of people who work in it, you know, defense attorneys, prosecutors, et cetera. And it's not so much that we want people to switch from one, to say, side to the other, but that whoever is going to be peopling that system, you know, are very conscious people and have a sense of how this system operates.
And have a broader perspective and open them up. I mean, whether you become a prosecutor or police officer, it just brings you in touch with the people you're going to be dealing with, number one, and some things about yourself and how you do your job. So it's really liberating in some respect.
And Cindy's a perfect example of that, Cindy Zidema, because she's working with the
U.S. Attorney.
Yeah, as reentry. So, I mean, that's the prime example.
Katie, thanks for the call to Radio Times. I'm curious to you, Tyrone, and to you, Jonathan. I mean, you are now outside. You're out of Greaterford.
Yes.
Did this program I mean, and you had your sentence commuted, by then Governor Rendell. But did this help you dealing with the outside world?
Oh, absolutely. I hate to be the poster boy for reentry, but, you know, my success, I can attribute it to a number of things. But number one and foremost, I mean, you can imagine most guys come home from prison kind of lost. I mean, they kind of know what they want to do, but a lot of times the opportunities are not there for them. Yeah. Look, I served 36 and a half years incarcerated in prison, you know, and over that span of time, things changed dramatically. But I stepped out of Greedyford and started working for the Inside Out at Temple University the first week I was out. And so that kind of buffered any, you know, anxiety or bad experience I potentially could have had, because I had the Inside Out community there to surround me and to help me make that transition even more smooth.
How about for you, Jonathan?
No, I would say the same. I mean, I didn't do 36, and, you know, I can't imagine how that was for Tyrone coming home. But for me, coming out and, you know, having went through the Inside Out program, and okay, so on the inside you're dealing with men primarily, you're not really experiencing female interaction, okay, you're dealing with, or you're in prison with people that we share a common thread in one way or another. When you come home, you have people that are completely removed from that experience. So I think the thing that the Inside Out program gave me in coming home was, even though people are removed from my experience, how do I still validate and still not diminish how they see my experience in a way that allows me to, you know, interact with them so that I'm not stereotyping them and they're not stereotyping me, and we're all achieving the same goal at the end of the day, whether that be for a company I work for, whether that be for a relationship that I have with somebody, you know, anything like that.
Lori, we're almost out of time here, but I'm curious, how has this program changed you? I mean, we've been talking to some of the graduates and some of the students. How has it changed you?
Oh, Lord, I don't know that I can
maybe I
say that. That's very funny. I live this. It has turned my life
on the spot here.
Turned my life inside out, so to say. One thing is that I've watched how the program has grown organically, and so, you know, where we usually think about, oh, you have to have a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, all of that. I think if we had done that at the beginning, it would have just gone a very, very different direction. So I just love how it's grown, and in a sense, you know, we've taken a lot of risks. I have a lot of trust. I put a lot of trust in people, maybe too much sometimes, yeah. But, you know, what can I say? And we have also put really important parameters around this program in a lot of ways, and I think that's kept it safe. So, you know, here's what I would say. I used to be a pure idealist. Now I am an idealist and a realist, and it goes back and forth between the two.
Fair enough. Well, it's a great pleasure to have you back on Radio Times after almost 20
Same
years.
Same here.
Lori Pompa, thanks so much. Tyrone Wirtz, thank you very much as
very
well.
Welcome.
And Jonathan McKean McIntyre, thank you very much you're very welcome. The Inside Out Prison Exchange Program. And again, WHYY's Liz Fiedler has covered this program for Newsworks. Go to newsworks.org. And you can listen to her stories. Also, go to whyy.org/radiotimes and you can find out more about this program. Kevin Griffin, the engineer for today's edition of Radio Times, the show produced by Susan Greenbaum, Patty McMahon, Debbie Builder, and Emily Bryant. I'm Marty Moscoane. Thank you so much for joining us.